You're walking along the street. You're at a party.
It's the Matt Bubala Show on Radio 720 WGN. So the Republican convention is next week. The Democratic convention comes up soon thereafter. There's going to be all sorts of protests everywhere, right? Bernie supporters are mad he didn't get the nomination. They're going to be there. People aren't showing up in Cleveland or are going to protest. Who knows what's going to happen at the Trump-a-thon. But protests take all sorts of shapes and form, especially here in the country lately, right? We've seen all sorts of protesting going on. A lot of times there's sit-ins or people refuse to eat. They do all sorts of things. There's something apparently very interesting that's going to happen at the Democratic National Convention here in a couple of weeks. Joining us on the phone is Sherry Hankala. She's the founder and national coordinator for the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Commission. Hey, Sherry, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Sherry, so I've been reading that you are organizing a bit of a protest at the Democratic Convention. Is that correct?
That's correct.
But it's not a sit-in. It's not a we're not going to eat. It's not a shout-out. It's something I've never heard of before. Are you going to do something revolutionary, so to speak?
Well, I would say that we're organizing the largest national fart-in on the last day. We've timed it to be at the time that Hillary Clinton does her speech. Because as far as we're concerned, this entire political process stinks.
I just want to make sure people heard right. You said fart in, meaning we're all going to pass gas at the convention.
That's correct. We know that the entire election process is corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Hillary Clinton is corrupt. And we're tired of having a two-party system that basically represents Pepsi and Coke and that don't give a damn about the majority of the American people. And we think that this country needs to grow up and get like the rest of the world, where like Finland has 15 different political parties. And, you know, so we're inviting Bernie Sanders. We're inviting disgruntled delegates, and we're hoping that they're going to join us, leave the convention, come and eat some beans with us, and then we're all going to stand together on the last day while she gives her speech and have a national fart in.
All right, so it's funny, Sherry, that you said that the country needs to grow up, and the way that you're going to lead us to this new era of being grown up is by staging a fart in.
It's a very grown-up thing to do, do something very different. And the only way that we can reach the American people through the media is to do something totally bizarre. And so something totally bizarre is to express how much we think that this process stinks.
Well, you're right about that. I'll give you that.
Farting, we'll be farting.
I'll give you that, Sherry. You are going to reach the media through this. And if you were just staging a sit-in, you and I wouldn't be chatting right now. It's because you are doing something different. So I'll give you credit for that.
But the other thing, too, is that it might be the only thing that's not against the law anymore.
That's true.
You know, who knows, though, with the $42 million, farting might become illegal by the time of the convention as well. You never know.
All right, Sherry, let me ask you a couple of technical questions about how this is going to work. A, do you and all the people you want to participate in this have access to the actual convention? You'll be able to be in there and be on the floor when Hillary is giving her speech?
Well, we have members. Some of our members are delegates, and they will be inside. We just hope that they will have the courage to go forward and leave the convention. But there's no guarantee. They might decide that it's too stinky, you know, maybe 20 minutes after they're in there. So we're hoping that they can hold on and
wait for the right time.
Not pass any gas until the last day.
Well, all right. So, I'm guessing. So you've got a huge group of people you're trying to gather, and you are preparing, I understand, a big bean meal for them.
That's correct. We're going to have Chris Hedges is going to do a prayer service, joined by other clergy. We're going to do it on American Street in Kensington, which is the poorest district in the state of Pennsylvania. And we are after everybody eats their beans, then we're all going to journey down together and make sure that our fart in can be heard all the way inside the halls of the convention.
But the goal is for people to be inside the convention doing it, right? Or will it be a gathering outside that you're hoping to attract
media to?
Well,
we'll have people, you know, begin the fart in on the inside, and they'll come join us on the outside.
How many people?
Like I said, it can get very smelly on the inside, so they're going to have to leave the convention.
Well, that would be when people would take notice, wouldn't it? How many people are you hoping to have inside the convention taking part in this?
Well, I'm sworn to secrecy by the delegates.
Well, you don't have to tell me who, but do you have the numbers to truly make a difference, Sherry? Because in a stadium that seats...
Well, we have very charismatic folks that are leaders, that are delegates on the inside. And if they decide to go forward with this, they have the potential to lead, you know, several dozens out of the convention.
Well, you want people to leave the convention, or you want people to drop bombs, more or less, so to speak, at the convention? I mean, do you want
you want a walkout,
or you want people passing gas?
Well, we want people to be passing gas and joining us outside, and you know that's what we intend to do on the final day during Hillary's
speech. So, if you had your way, what would happen is you've got a few hundred people inside the floor. They come to a point where they can release the hound, so to speak, the gas is released, and then they all walk out. So there's what they left behind, which freaks out everybody that's in there, but then also there's this movement that you see people walking out during Hillary's speech. That's what you'd like to see.
Yeah, that's what we'd like to see. We're hoping that through this process that people will begin to question, why would we do something like this during Hillary's speech? It's because we don't have any other kind of choice. We're tired of this whole facade, this whole charade. And the best way to amplify this process is to have a national fart in and let not just this country, but the whole world know that we think that this whole thing absolutely stinks. We're tired of stolen elections. We're tired of the corruption. We're tired of having only Pepsi and Coke to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
We need political parties in this country that are not backed by corporate America.
Now, I understand that somebody from a story I read contacted the Sanders camp, and their communications director dismissed this as a very juvenile thing to do. When you're sitting around, you guys talking about, all right, we can't just take this lying down. We need to protest in some way. Who says, why don't we just do a fart in? I mean, is that something that, like, at first everybody's like, yes, or did that get dismissed for a while before somebody said, you know what, maybe that's not a bad idea?
Well, this was actually an idea that came from Saul Alinsky in the 70s from Rochester. He apparently had some kind of fart in at that time in Rochester. I knew nothing about Saul Alinsky's efforts to do this in the 70s. I was talking to a group of folks. We decided that this idea really made sense to us. Pretty much these days, unless you do something that's very crazy, especially when it comes to trying to talk about third-party politics in this country, it's totally blacked out of the media. So we feel like it's been very successful. A lot of people are talking about our fart-in. We're receiving beans from across the entire country, mostly from the Midwest. We've gotten beans as far as away from California, all different kinds of beans.
Speaking of that, I mean, have you consulted a gastroenterologist? Are you trying to find the right recipe and the right beans so that you can, you know, have maximum impact during your protest?
Well, I think we'll have a lot of support because we have a lot of doctors that will be joining us. because they are sick of, you know, being involved in trying to deliver medicine in the country that only caters to insurance companies and are fighting for single-payer health care. You know, if anybody needs a referral to get a colonoscopy, we'll have doctors right there on site.
Jeez. Sherry, I want to take you seriously, but, you know, it's funny. This protest just juxtaposes the seriousness and the silliness all at the same time. So I don't know what to ask you sometimes here. I guess I have to ask you this question. So when you have all your people and you're getting them ready, are you advising them on how you want this delivered? Are we trying to go for a noise protest, or are we going for a silent but deadly protest?
Well, things have been silent but deadly for many years now. Mm. So I think that we're going for something that's really loud.
Okay. I have to ask you, Sherry. Yeah, I know that, you know, people don't like Hillary, people love Hillary. People don't like Bernie, people love Bernie. Same thing on the other side, right? But in the end, while you're very upset that Hillary got the nomination and you feel Bernie was shut out, and I imagine you especially the superdelegate process, I imagine you're very upset about. But you also, you've run under third-party candidacy before, so you, as you said, don't like the two-party system. But when it comes down to it, these are going to be our two candidates. One of them is going to end up being the next president.
This is the way I look at it. That if we don't begin to give birth, which I feel like I'm participating in the process of helping to give birth mm-hmm. to a third-party system in this country and independent politics, and if we don't get that, then my work and my time is going to be spent in helping to build the next American spring.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, though, in the end, will you end up voting for Hillary?
I would never vote for Hillary.
Never vote for Hillary.
Yeah. I think that the suffragettes, when they participated in hunger strikes, chained themselves to the fence in Washington, D.C., went to jail, all at a time in history when women weren't supposed to do things like that, fighting just for the right for women to vote. Mm-hmm. They didn't envision the very first president of this country being a woman that kills other, that is, has participated in agreeing to kill people around the world, who regularly has been involved in illegal activities, who is responsible for being a part of a legacy of 2.2 million people because of our country's primarily racist policies have continued to keep people in mass incarceration.
Okay, let's stop right there, Sherry, because you're either abstaining then from voting or finding a third party to vote for, right? Because with everything you're saying right now, I can't imagine.
I'm not finding a third party to vote for. Dr. Jill Stein will probably be on 85%, if not more, of the ballots in this country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their campaign has been really growing, especially now that Bernie decided to back Hillary. So I will be proudly in the voting booth voting for Dr. Jill Stein.
Okay, then let me ask you, the more popular Dr. Stein gets and the more votes she gets, that's taking away votes from Hillary, not from Donald Trump, most likely, correct?
No, not necessarily. Actually, a lot of people continue to believe the myth that that Ralph Nader stole the election. And the reality is that the Democrats ended up voting for Bush, and that's how Bush got the nomination. So unless a bunch of Democrats decide that they're going to vote for Trump, that's certainly not going to be the responsibility of the people that decide that they want out of an oppressive process. And quite frankly,
but Sherry, if all the people that were going to vote for Bernie end up voting for Dr. Stein instead of for Hillary, and Donald Trump,
then we can change the world.
Donald Trump becomes president, and then yes, you did change the world. But will you be happy? Are you fine with that outcome? If that's what it ends up being,
I am fine. Bring it on. If Trump becomes our next president, I will spend every waking moment of my life building the American Spring. I will be, you know, one of the first revolutionaries in this country, training soldiers in the street to take our country back.
Okay. So in the end, you'd rather Donald Trump be president than Hillary Clinton because...
No, not in the end. I would rather have Donald Trump become president. No. What I want in this country is to begin a process that's long overdue.
I understand you don't want him to become president.
That has more than two corporate
parties. Sure, and I understand that.
We owe that to our generation.
I understand that, but Sherry, you're realistic. You know that one of those two is going to become our next president. And so, in the end, if I said, well, here's your choice, Sherry, it's either Hillary or Donald. You'd say then I'd rather Donald because that gives you, in a way, more. To say this is what we need to fight for the change for instead of more of the same. Is that kind of the thinking?
No, everything has a beginning. And I'm going to look back and know that I was a part of a beginning, that I was a pioneer fighting to ensure that my children don't have to live in a country that's controlled by two corporate political parties. And you got to start somewhere, and I think that this is the beginning. Things are bad enough right now in this country, and so let's begin by voting, by having the courage to vote for who we really want to have be president in this country. And that person that I want to be president in this country is Dr. Jill Stein.
Dr. Jill Stein will be on almost all the ballots. She probably will be on yours. You can find out more about Sherry at economichumanrights.org. And it all starts with a fart-in at the Democratic National Convention coming up in a couple of weeks. Sherry, best of luck with it. I hope we check in with you again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And people like to say there's no decorum left in politics. Ha! Matt Bubala with you, Radio 720, WGN.